Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bitcoin just surpassed $42,000 and the price action right now as lit as you already know, a Christmas tree. In today's show, we'll be discussing the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and breaking news just in. Bloomberg says this is just the start of a fresh crypto super cycle that will push the Bitcoin price above $500,000 per coin. Let's go. Also in today's show, the Bitcoin market cap overtakes Berkshire Hathaway, soaring past $800 billion. Bring it. Also, Brazil's largest bank is launching their own Bitcoin trading investment platform. I'll be breaking down this latest report. Also, more breaking news. South African regulator may license 36 crypto companies in December. Bring it. Mass adoption. Also, the latest with El Salvador's Bitcoin portfolio swings back in profit. I'll be sharing the latest updates from Nayib Bukele. I'm also going to be sharing breaking news just in. Max Kaiser reports of rumors that Qatar's sovereign wealth fund has entered the Bitcoin market and could be interested in purchasing up to $500 billion worth of BTC. And Max says this can bring a $100,000 daily God candle. So let's discuss it. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is podcast episode number 1481. Yeah, so I'm your host, JV. Today is December 4th, 2023. We just hit a 19-20-month high in the Bitcoin price action. So this is a historic moment. Thank you for joining us. Christmas right around the corner. It's going to be a pretty lit Christmas. I cannot wait. Do you think we can pump to 50,000? Let me know your honest thoughts. But without further ado, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Here you can see this is Coin360, so we can get a visual perspective of what's going on the day. We got Bitcoin roughly up 6%, hovering above $41,920, about to recapture 42. This morning is when we first hit 42. I think we hit 42.1 and some change. We have Ether up almost 3%, also recently hit maybe 7, 8, 9 month highs. I haven't seen Ether in the $2,200 range in a very long time. Feels like ages. BNB is even up 2%. While XRP and Solana are pulling back and in the red. And they say, when in doubt, just zoom out. And if we look on the 1 month, check this out. Insane. Bitcoin's up 21% for the month, probably roughly 140% in the year. We have Ether up 21% as well, Solana up 54%, and Cardano up 21%. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is on the rise. We are sitting at $1.54 trillion. That's what's up, with $93 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Look at that volume, up 125%. Like, whoa. Bitcoin dominance is surging, now back above 53.2%. You know what I mean? How high do you think this dominance is likely to climb for this bull run? Do you think we'll tap 60, 70, 80%? Let me know. The Ether dominance is also at 17.4%. Checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours. We got Ordi killing it still, up another 44% on the day, 155% on the week, over 500% on the month, trading at $47. Followed by Terra, up 38%, trading at $1.17. Followed by Blockstax, up almost 34%, trading at $1.09. Now, which altcoins, if any, are you most bullish on for this bull run? Please do let me know, my crypto fam. And checking out Crypto Bubble so we can get another visual perspective of the overall market. You can see the top gainers on the day, including Blockstax, Luna, Luna Classic, and Ordi, as well as CFX. And zooming out on the monthly, virtually every major crypto pumping in the green. Some of these pumps are up over 100%. FTT scam token up 303%. USTC 420. Hey, happy 420, dog. Tau is up 275%. Pretty massive. Luna Classic, 293%. And Ordi up 627%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're still in greed at a 74. I think this is going to update and boost up probably into the 80s next. Yesterday was a 73. Last week a 66. And last month a 68 in greed. So there you have it, my crypto fam. How many of you are more bullish than JV? Nobody. Anyways, fam, let's kick it with Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. And check it out. Santa's here with Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Shout out to Santa. Appreciate you joining the stream. Here we go. Let's check out some of the charts. Bitcoin faces sharp volatility as the new week begins with the Bitcoin price action focused on 42 G's, baby. Can it endure? Absolutely it can. While a trip to 40,000 was well anticipated.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The question now is whether or not the latest move represents the beginning of a new trend or conversely, a bull trap. Now, appraisals currently vary widely. It depends upon what analyst you listen to, right? Bitcoin's currently trading at around 42,000 at this time. Thank the Lord, having hit 19-month highs earlier in the day at 42,160. How many of you were on that live pump watch party to 42,000? Geez, because we witnessed it in real time. Let me know in that chat. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, looking bullish as a mofo. That's right. A cursory look at the order book liquidity provides an immediate snapshot of where the buyer support and seller interest lie. According to data on December 4th, trading resource material indicators showed the strongest concentration of bids at 41,500 and 40,700 at the time. Little by the way of significant sell pressure lay in wait immediately above the spot price, with large volume traders already selling into the rally. This suggests is no coincidence. Quoting the analyst here, as I've been saying all week, I thought Bitcoin would continue to climb as long as the whales could keep attracting the bid liquidity to the range, or they lured enough to distribute into. Now, he also says they succeeded in attracting over $120 million to the active trading range, so wasn't surprised to wake up to Bitcoin taking out 42,000 before the selling began. And the analyst added that selling cooled once the buy walls disappeared, with 86 million nonetheless sold off in just 30 minutes, as he shares here. Not sure the party is over just yet. A new 30 million block of bid liquidity just showed up to potentially continue the game. Now, liquidity data statistics resource CoinGlass showed 42,420, happy 420 fam, as a nearby area of interest for derivatives on the largest global exchange, Binance, after the December 4th Wall Street open. Now let's discuss the long-term Bitcoin price levels remaining valid as ever. Zooming out, there's no denying the psychological gravity of historical Bitcoin price levels. For Scott Melker, he shared in his podcast that 42,000 is historically one of the most important levels for BTC, and the chart mapped out the key price points to pay attention to, these variously acting as magnets since their creation some over 2 years ago. For instance, 42,000 represents the initial rejection price from early 2021, when Bitcoin rose sharply on news that electric vehicle manufacturer Tesla added Bitcoin to its balance sheet. We can thank Saylor for that one, quoting him here. It was the dead top of the Tesla pump in January of 2021 and acted as both support and resistance countless times after. Elsewhere, the chart lie 31,860, 28, and 25,2, all important support and resistance levels since their initial creation from 2021 and onward. Now to the upside, we have 48,240, let's go, and 51,790, and naturally the all-time high sits at 69,000. This features as psychologically pertinent resistance levels for market sentiment. There you have it. So mark those price resistances. It's 48,240 and 51,790. Send it and let's get it. Also, the hash rate just hit a new all-time high, which is another sign that the network has never been as secure and strong as it is, according to the difficulty. And also, breaking news, Bloomberg just shared, this is the start of a fresh crypto super cycle that'll push Bitcoin above 500,000 per coin. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Bloomberg analysts, as a super cycle can take us to that price target. Can you imagine how lit it would be for this cycle peak to tap $500,000 per coin? Let's go. I'm pretty lit. Let me know how you guys think regarding this price action and some of this analysis. And where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us by the end of December? Where do you feel the Bitcoin price will be? Let's now break down our next story of the day and discuss the Bitcoin market cap surpassing Berkshire Hathaway at over $800 billion. That's right. Bitcoin's fast approaching a $1 trillion market cap milestone. Send it and let's get it. Here's the latest. Bitcoin is gaining momentum versus the global large cap stocks, overtaking the market value of the American conglomerate, Berkshire Hathaway. Goodbye, old money. Rest in peace, Mr. Munger. Its market cap breached $800 billion December 4th after nudging past billionaire investor Warren Buffett's company December 3rd. As Bitcoin surged past 40 G's, baby, over the weekend, the market cap rose above $780 billion, beating out Berkshire Hathaway's $779 billion market cap. It closed the market with on December 1st. Now, Berkshire Hathaway has seen a slight decline recently, slipping around 1% over the past 5 days. And despite the recent drop, Berkshire is still up 4.7% over the past 30 days and almost 15% year to date. But guess what? Bitcoin's up 140% year to date. So there you have it. The volatility of Berkshire is nowhere near that of Bitcoin, which has surged 20% over the past month and almost 150% year to date. Good Lord. According to data from CoinGecko, Bitcoin has been steadily hitting multi-month highs, recently surpassing 41 Gs. In fact, we tapped 42 this morning on December 4th for the first time since April of 2022. Now, Bitcoin's market cap is currently sitting above $811 billion, 4% higher than the market value of Berkshire Hathaway, founded in 1839. Wow. Berkshire is a multinational holding firm headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, in the U.S. Berkshire's main business is insurance, from which it invests in a big portfolio of companies, including Bank of America and Apple. Now, crypto lawyer John Deaton took to X to comment on the news. That's a pretty damn big bottle of rat poison, referring to the words of Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett, who famously called Bitcoin rat poison squared. Y'all remember that? Back in 2018. And according to data from Companies Market Cap, Bitcoin is now the 10th biggest asset by market cap. That's what's up. Following Meta Platforms and NVIDIA, and whose market value currently stands at $834 billion and $1.2 trillion respectively, I would imagine Bitcoin surpassed all of those. We know where the trajectory is going. Eventually, we'll surpass gold, which is currently sitting at roughly a $10 trillion market cap. Well, according to this chart, it's now $14 trillion. We're going to be discussing gold a little later because gold recently broke out, hit a new all-time high, and then crashed right back, which is wild. Now, with Bitcoin's market cap surging past $800 billion, the crypto is now 38% short of its all-time high. That's not too far away, fam, of 69,000, which we hit back on November 10th of 2021. The current bullish action could wind up marking the second time in history of Bitcoin that its market cap reaches 1 trillion. Bitcoin previously broke the 1 trillion market cap back in February of 2021 when it tapped $53,700. And again, that's a great target for December, $50,000. It seems we're heading that way. Let me know your thoughts, fam. And when do you feel Bitcoin will likely surpass the rest of these companies and stocks as far as market cap is concerned? When do you think we'll break past gold finally? Do let me know. As we know, Bitcoin is way superior in every aspect of the way. Bull run is coming. The bull run is here. That's right. Anyways, we have a lot to cover. Let's dive into our next story of the day. Welcome everyone just joining us. Appreciate you guys. Feliz Navidad. Yeah. That's what time it is. You already know. Our next story of the day, let's discuss mass adoption occurring in Brazil. Brazil, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's probably the largest country in South America, has a population of probably over 200 million people. I think America probably has roughly 250 million people. So I don't know if Brazil is even bigger, but this is a big deal because they may be adopting Bitcoin. You know what I mean? That's the word on the street. And also, they're launching a Bitcoin trading investment platform, their largest bank. I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm not going to pretend I do. Anyways, Brazilian bank has launched a crypto trading service for its clients as part of its investment platform, according to Reuters. Now, the largest bank by assets in Brazil and one of the leading lenders in Latin America is debuting crypto trading with Bitcoin and Ether. Digital asset head Gato reported said, in the future, the bank plans to add more cryptos for trading. So they're starting with Bitcoin and Ether. I guess you pronounce it maybe Itau or Ita. The bank will serve as a crypto custodian for the crypto trading service, meaning that it will store crypto assets for its clients clients, and he reportedly noted that initially their clients will not be able to deposit and withdraw crypto using external wallets. Here's what he shared. The most important thing is that when you keep your money in the bank account, you will have the guarantee of the bank's balance sheet as security for the amounts invested. So apparently you're keeping it with them, not your keys, not your coins. You got to keep that in mind as well. So that's the difference between self-custody and letting the bank custody your crypto for you. Now, the bank didn't immediately respond to comments, but the news comes as Brazil's biggest lenders, including this bank, BTG Pactual and Santander Brazil, are reportedly ramping up their headcount, adding resources in preparation for the nationwide rollout of the digital Brazilian real called the Drex. This bank reportedly launched the digital asset custody earlier this year, and they disclosed that 85% of its clients were interested in keeping their crypto with the bank. That's very interesting. If you had the opportunity to self-custody versus allow the bank to custody your crypto with you, what would you choose? And I know I already know the answer, but please do let me know. You never know. It's been about a month since the two local players announced they were leaving the crypto market. And according to Reuters, brokerage and investment company XP Investimentos recently announced the shutdown of its crypto services without citing its reasons. The financial services firm PicPay, owned by conglomerate JNF, which also controls Meatpacker JBS, reportedly cited regulatory uncertainties for terminating the crypto business. What in the world? So there you have it. I mean, mass adoption is coming. That's a sign of the times when you got Brazil's largest bank launching their own Bitcoin trading. You already know what's coming down the pipeline. We also have other countries such as Suriname, which is just north of Brazil, looking to allocate 1% of their central bank capital into Bitcoin. Samson Mao was recently out there orange pilling their president, and they're looking to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. They have a population of over 600,000. And again, it's a small country just north of Brazil. So Latin America making massive moves. We also have, of course, Argentina, the new president, Javier Milei. There's talk of him abolishing the central bank and adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender. Then we also have other countries such as Colombia. Samson Mao just met with the president. The president of Colombia is a holder of Bitcoin. I shared this in a previous episode. So we have a lot of adoption coming. Game theory in full effect. Everyone wants to outdo them each other. You have all these massive institutions, you have all these nation states, all these whales, but a very limited Bitcoin supply. So it's about to get lit, fam. You already know. But anyways, fam, still got more to cover. So let's break down what's happening now in South Africa. Where are all my South Africans at? Make some noise. Let's get this to 1,000 concurrent viewers. We're very close right now. I appreciate everyone's support. Smash the like. Much love. South Africa's principal financial regulator, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, reviewed 128 apps from crypto service asset providers, but intends to discuss only 36 during its next meeting in December. Well, that's this month. The numbers were published November 30th, by the South African news outlet My Broadband. And according to the publication, the FSCA plans to review 36 licensees' presentations at the December 12th License Executive Committee meeting. So that's next week. A further 22 apps will be presented on February 13th, 2 days after my birthday. Let's go. And the last 14 apps will have to wait until March 12th. Still before the halving, right? The fate of all the remaining apps wasn't specified by the authority, which explained its evaluation method as the combined assessment of Know Your Customer onboarding, data protection and cyber risk management, as well as conflict of interest management, complaint handling, and credit counterparty risk management. The FSCA also published the crypto asset market study for 2023 on the same day, November 30th. The study found that 60% of all the traded crypto in South Africa are so-called unbacked crypto assets, which means any crypto besides stablecoins, which is 26%, of the market share, and NFTs, which is 4% of the market, and some types of centrally issued coins. And according to the survey, the average crypto asset provider in South Africa, 46%, has an annual revenue of between 1 and 50 million South African rand, which is equivalent to 53,000 to 2.7 million in USD. And only 8% of all the CASPs take in more than 100 million rand, which is roughly 5.4 million dollars. Now, the highest monthly transaction value of the South African crypto market was recorded in November of last year when it peaked at over 8 billion rand, which is roughly 427 million USD. And in July of 2023, the FSCA warned that any CASP in the country should obtain a license by the end of the year. And for any of them operating without a license after the deadline, the regulator intends to take enforcement action, which may involve fines or even closure. So there you have it. Our next story of the day, let's discuss the latest with El Salvador, because they're officially in the black with their Bitcoin investment. Bukele made an epic post on X. Let's cover what's going on down here in El Salvador. Now, according to a December 4th post by the Salvadoran president, Nayib Bukele, the country's cumulative Bitcoin investments currently amounts to $131 million, with a net profit of $3.6 million for a total gain of 2.84%. Take that, IMF, you mofos. Quoting him here, "Of course, we have no intention of selling. That has never been our objective," said Bukele. "We're fully aware that the price will continue to fluctuate into the future. This doesn't affect our long-term strategy." And I think the post is worth reading in its entirety. Here's what Nayib Bukele shared. Let me timestamp it for you. December 4th, 8:36 a.m. already has 1.9 million views and going viral. You can see 34,000 hearts and 7,500 tweets. Here's what Bukele shared. "El Salvador's Bitcoin investments are in the black after literally thousands of articles and hit pieces that ridiculed our supposed losses, all of which were calculated based on Bitcoin's market price. At the time, with the current Bitcoin market price, if we were to sell our Bitcoin, we would not only recover 100% of our investment, but also make a profit of $3.6 million as of this very moment. Of course, we have no intention of selling. That has never been our objective. We are fully aware that the price will continue to fluctuate in the future. This doesn't affect our long-term strategy. Nonetheless, it is important that the naysayers and the authors of those hit pieces take back their statements. You have been warned." The responsible thing to do would be for them to issue retractions, offer apologies, or at the very least, acknowledge that El Salvador is now yielding a profit. Just as they repeatedly reported, we were incurring losses, which was nothing more than FUD. If they consider themselves true journalists, they should report this new reality with the same intensity they reported the previous one. We will see. Stay tuned. And you can see right here in this chart, there you go. El Salvador's portfolio in the black or in the green, whatever you want to call it, up almost 3% with a net profit of $3.6 million. Who are the suckers now, IMF? And let's check out some of the responses from the community. Shout out Natalie Brunel. "I think it's time to schedule our 2024 bull run interview. That'd be pretty lit. I'm looking forward to that one. What an incredible president. That's pretty amazing. People can't see the vision until it materializes. Thank you for leading the way in Bitcoin adoption. Well done," says Rover. "Sessions says you should come celebrate this year's Christmas show. That'd be pretty lit." Oh my God, how lit would it be to have Bukele on Crypto News Alerts? Wow, you already know. And you remember these headlines, fam? "El Salvador's $425 million Bitcoin experiment isn't saving the country's finances. Bukele spent another $1 million in Bitcoin, adding 80 Bitcoin to El Salvador's existing stash." You already know, the FUD was horrendous. Now, Simon Dixon put, "Hard money, low time preference. Bitcoin can bring out the best habits and sovereign nations. Amen." 2 years ago, the Bank of England is concerned for El Salvador. Remember that one? Right, like they really care about you guys. Crazy. Even Andrew Tate says, gee, amen. Andrew shows a lot of love to Bukele and Saylor because he is a Bitcoin hodler. Where do you think the majority of his billion-dollar fortune is? You already know it's in an unconfiscatable hard asset like Bitcoin, because everything else can be confiscated. Nothing's safe, fam. You already know. So that's pretty lit. Let's get back to the story here in the article. On December 1st, Bukele resigned as the president of El Salvador. Some of you may not know that. Following the approval from the country's legislative assembly, allowing him to take a leave of absence to focus on his 2024 re-election campaign. During Bukele's first term as president, the Central American country purchased Bitcoin via its national treasury starting September of 2021 with an initial investment of $10 million. However, the price of Bitcoin soon collapsed by more than 50% amid the bear. And despite this, Bukele continued to dollar cost average like a G. The country's Bitcoin investments, making repeated purchases throughout 2022. And at one point in time, the country's Bitcoin portfolio fell as low as $45 million from a book value of $103.9 million. That's when the FUDsters were going ham. And in 2021, El Salvador became the first country, hallelujah, to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. And then we had the IMF has since warned that Bitcoin's risk to El Salvador has not materialized due to limited adoption in the country. And last December, we had reporter Joe Hall traveling to El Salvador attempting to pay for everyday services using BTC with disappointing results. But by next year, El Salvador plans to introduce Bitcoin education in state-run schools, which they're already doing. Shout out to Stacy and Max Kaiser. And I think there is a tweet here from Stacy. She wrote, "Never forget that El Salvador's opposition wanted President Bukele to sell our Bitcoin to Wall Street. Screw that. So we could stay poor and Wall Street stay rich. Now we're the boss. Larry Fink, Lawrence Fink, CEO of BlackRock, where you at, big dog? Will come beg on his knees for some of our Bitcoin, but we aren't selling." Amen. That's a big move. Shout out to this G right here. Nayib Bukele, much love, much respect, and to all the people of El Salvador. Remember when Wall Street media tried to get Bukele to panic sell El Salvador's Bitcoin to Wall Street banks for their ETFs? Well, thank God they have a president who didn't waver and stood on his word and continued to dollar cost average and hodl, and now they're in the green, and now they transformed the lives of their entire nation. You know what I mean? All the people, this is a fantastic movement. You gotta love it. And now they lay out the blueprint for the rest of the countries to follow. So thanks to Bukele, Max Kaiser, and Stacey Herbert. Much love, much respect. But without further ado, you guys ready to dive into our feature story of the day? Let's freaking do it. Here's our feature story of the day. Max Kaiser shared a bomb. He shared that Qatar is looking to purchase $500 billion worth of Bitcoin. Max says we can see a God candle of $100,000 in a single day. That's what he defines as the God candle. Hypothetically, if this were to mature into fruition, we're talking about waking up to a $140,000 Bitcoin price. Just like that. So get your cayenne pepper to prevent the heart attack from when you see that price action, if it were to occur. But anyways, fam, let's break down the latest with what's happening in Qatar and their sovereign wealth fund. Here's news just in. Max Kaiser reports of rumors that Qatar's sovereign wealth fund has entered the Bitcoin market and could be interested in purchasing $500 billion worth of BTC. Here's a picture of Bukele when the Qatar president met with him. There's some other pictures I can show you in a little bit as well. And here you go. Here's the story. But before I read the article, first let's look into Max Kaiser's most recent tweets regarding this breaking news. Here you go. Max tweeted last night, 9:31 p.m. He wrote, "The God candle, a 100,000 uptick in Bitcoin is in play. Send it. Let's get ready to rumble. It will shift the global axis of wealth and power in one tick. Amen." He also shares, "I have one word for you. $100,000 Bitcoin, God candle fans. Qatar. The rumors are getting very loud on this. Their SWF, which is a sovereign wealth fund, is rumored to be looking to buy $500 billion worth of BTC. Now, $500 billion is $500 billion. That's a big buy. That would be making Michael Saylor look like a shrimp. Saylor just did a $500 million buy, $500 million. And now Qatar's like, yo, we're looking to do $500 billion. Step up your game, Mr. Saylor, right? And here's some other pictures of the president of Qatar meeting with Bukele. Not the best clarity here, but nonetheless, you can see them together. You got Qatar coming out on the red carpet to meet up with Bukele. And guess what they were talking about? Bitcoin, my fam, you already know. So of course, this is getting a lot of controversy on Twitter already. If you haven't been following it, and I'm going to read some other posts as well. Max also says the 220,000 price target might seem aggressive. And he says 220,000 incoming, that's a short-term target. But there is a real chance we see a God candle of 100,000 in one tick. Shout out to Christine Lagarde. Love Max. He also says, "Peter Schiff watching gold dump this morning while Bitcoin reaches 42,000. I pitched him to buy Bitcoin at $1 and again at 10 bucks and at 100 bucks. I pitched Talib to buy Bitcoin at 10 bucks when we met in Paris in 2012. That's pretty crazy. And also, as he shares here, without question, Peter Schiff is the worst money manager in history. He couldn't even run a shady Puerto Rican bank. His own bank shut down in Puerto Rico. That's right. Peter Schiff also lives in Puerto Rico. So yeah, on the 23rd, he was talking his ish. He wrote, I'm sorry, December 4th. That was earlier today. He wrote, "Gold trading above 2100 tonight." This is Peter Schiff. "For the first time in history, if far more significant, is more significant than Bitcoin trading above 40,000. Gold has completely broken out. It is in uncharted territory, while Bitcoin still needs to rally more than 60% from here to make a new all-time high." And then guess what happened to gold? It went up, and because it's manipulated, the precious metals market is massively heavily manipulated, as I've been sharing with you in the show. Look, it goes up and goes all the way back down. So it hit an all-time high of above 2,100, and now we're back down at around the $2,000 range. Just like that, we hit our target. We got over 1,000 concurrent viewers on the stream. Appreciate you, fam. Thank you so much. So yeah, Max is right. Again, how many of you are gold bugs? Let me know. How can you even be a gold bug when you got Bitcoin as an alternative option that is just way superior in every aspect of the way? You know what I mean? And as shared here, Qatar's investment authority has an estimated $475 billion worth of assets under management. So they already have the assets, fam. This story is about them buying $500 billion of Bitcoin. He says, "It doesn't seem credible to me." So this is according to Steven Levera. I much rather listen to Max Kaiser, who's on the inside with Bukele, than these other guys. But hey, that's why I'm covering it all. Max also shared, gold and silver do not trade in a free market. This has been reported and documented extensively for years. And I've been preaching this as well, like virtually every day on the show. That's why I don't trust the markets when it comes to precious metals. Bitcoin does trade in a free market. The differentiating points have also been reported on and documented extensively. Can you see the difference? And he's retweeting the Capisi letter here. Bitcoin and gold just moved in a sharply opposite direction after weeks of similar price action. That's because Bitcoin is on its own trajectory. Bitcoin is the God candle. We're going to get it. We're seeing 6.5% up on Bitcoin as gold dumps back down to 2.5% because it's massively manipulated. In a sudden turn of events, Bitcoin and gold move in a sharply opposite direction. So there you have it. Anyone here bullish on gold, please do let me know. Now let's read the actual article entitled Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund Eyes a $500 billion Bitcoin investment. Let's go. The decision to explore the crypto market aligns with Qatar's forward-thinking approach to finance and its recognition of the growing influence of digital assets in the global economy. The move by Qatar is likely motivated by the potential for substantial returns and the increasing acceptance of Bitcoin as a legitimate asset class, which we know it's going to be official to everyone around the world once we get the spot Bitcoin ETF. And once it is recognized officially as an asset class, it's going to usher in trillions upon trillions of dollars to the market. Now, Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund wants to invest in Bitcoin. Of course they do. Bitcoin, the pioneering crypto, witnessed a surge of institutional interest in the recent years. This year was big, and with major corporations, financial institutions incorporating it into their investment portfolio, Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund, responsible for managing the country's vast oil and gas-generated wealth, is now positioning itself. Its idea is to leverage the benefits of its evolving financial landscape. Let's go. And you can see here, Justin, Max reports of rumors Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund has entered the Bitcoin market and could be interested in purchasing up to $500 billion worth of BTC. That's a half a trillion. Now, obviously, if we did that, the market cap would soar because the market cap right now is $800 billion. So it turned from $800 billion to $1.3 trillion, hitting a new all-time high. The $500 billion investment, if realized, could have profound implications for the crypto market, potentially boosting Bitcoin's value and cementing its status as a mainstream investment option. This move would also reflect a growing trend of institutional investors diversifying their portfolios by allocating funds to digital assets, recognizing the potential for higher returns and long-term value. So there you have it. Let me know if you feel this would likely happen, or do you think, how do you think it's all going to manifest at the end of the day? And I'll just read this one more segment for you. Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund is known for its meticulous strategic investment decisions. It often focuses on assets with long-term growth potential. And by entering the Bitcoin market, they're making a bold statement about its confidence in the longevity and resilience that digital currencies preach. This could also catalyze other sovereign wealth funds and institutional investors to explore opportunities within this crypto space. However, it's important to note that the crypto market is highly volatile. And of course, be careful, never invest what you cannot afford to lose. Conclusion, Qatar Sovereign Wealth Fund's foray into the Bitcoin market marks a significant milestone into the adoption of crypto by traditional financial institutions. The potential half a trillion investment underscores the growing legitimacy of Bitcoin as a mainstream asset class, opening new avenues for institutional investors and shaping the future of global finance. So there you have it, my crypto fam. What are your thoughts on this breaking story of Qatar adopting Bitcoin into their sovereign wealth fund and potentially purchasing up to a half a trillion dollars worth? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.